To be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards, he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe in him." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you heard of the expression, "over my dead body"? You know, over my dead body, like God forbid. So there was this man and the wife. They had a large family, think about 3 sons, 4 daughters. And the first son, says to the father, "I want to become a priest." And the man said, "Over my dead body." You know, it's an expression, God forbid. When you do that, it means never, nothing will change it. Over my dead body. The son ended up going to the seminary. The first year, came back home. Second year, came back home for holidays, finished his philosophy. And the father was still insisting, "Over my dead body." He went into theology, and the father disowned him. "You're not going to be my son anymore if you're going to continue to be a priest." It's a true life story. And the son sent many of the father's friends to talk to him, and he still insists, "Over my dead body." And it was time for diaconate ordination. He sent out invitation. He was no longer going home for holidays. When it was time for holiday, he would stay with friends or stay in the rectory. Diaconate ordination, no one showed up for him. 6 months to his priestly ordination, he went back, and the father still insists, "Over my dead body." And just a month before the ordination, the father passed. Never witnessed the ordination. Now, it may be a coincidence that he passed before then, but that was his prayer, "Over my dead body, will I see your ordination? Would you become a priest?" He said no, and his no continued to be a no, 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 no. But Jesus tells us in today's gospel, let your no become yes. And let your yes not become no. Let your yes continue to be yes. He is faithful to his promises. May he give us the grace also to be faithful to our own yeses. While we continue to tarry with our yeses, let us pray for those who are on their way to perdition still saying, no, no, no. We have them as friends. We have them as family members. May the Lord, through the action of the Holy Spirit, continue to touch hearts. When we make sacrifices, when we say our prayers, I always remember two groups of people, souls in purgatory and conversion of sinners. May the conversion begin with us. Amen.